Jesus. Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went up to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon who was called a Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. The Gospel of the Lord. Do you know what a role player is in sports? A role player. In sports, the role player is not the superstar who grabs all the headlines and the million-dollar contracts. Nevertheless, the role player is essential to the team. Without him, the team cannot win. Last year, I played softball on our church softball team. I had never played softball before in a formal team, and I was still learning the rules. The coach told me, "Father John, you are one of our most important players. We're going to give you a jersey with the number one on it, and we're going to let you play right field." Well, I was just as pleased as punch for such a high honor. And sometime later, I realized that right field is where you put your weakest defensive player. But I learned a valuable lesson. Not everyone can be the star, but everyone can and must contribute to the team. I understood the meaning of the old saying, "Always a bridesmaid, never the bride." Today, on October 28th, the church celebrates the feast of Saints Simon and Jude. Now, Simon and Jude are the quintessential role players in the history of the church. They are mentioned in the list of the 12 apostles that Jesus calls, but very little is known for certain about them beyond that. They are clearly not as famous as St. Peter or St. John or St. Matthew. Simon and Jude were relegated to playing right field in the apostolic lineup. Nevertheless, they were an essential part of the apostles and made the total number 12. Why is that significant? Well, that number 12 demonstrated that the apostles were the new version of the 12 tribes of Israel. And really, the new Israel that Jesus had come to establish, that is, the church. That would not have been possible without Simon and Jude. Folks, not everyone gets to be the rock star on the team. In fact, very few people do. The vast majority of people must learn to embrace their role as role players and realize what a crucial contribution they make to the team. You know, I love to watch husbands and wives who interact and gladly let each other be the rock star without getting jealous if the other person gets the attention and the accolades. How beautiful to see that. Or it's wonderful to see siblings accepting their roles in the family as the super responsible one, or the clown, that was always me, or the spoiled one. Corporations and companies grow faster when every employee fulfills his or her responsibility and respective role, instead of unhealthy competition and jealous conflicts. Even churches flourish when everyone finds their rightful role and does their very best. Someone has to play right field. Here's my favorite prayer by John Henry Newman for everyone like me who has had to play right field on the team. He prayed, God has created me to do him some definite service. He has committed some work to me, which he has not committed to another. I have my mission. I may never know it in this life, but I shall be told it in the next. I am a link in a chain, a bond of connection between persons. Therefore, I will trust him, whatever, wherever I am, I can never be thrown away. If I am in sickness, my sickness may serve him. If I am in perplexity, my perplexity may serve him. If I am in sorrow, my sorrow may serve him. And I would also like to add, if I am playing right field, my playing right field may serve him. By the way, do you know what is the best description of the church, the new Israel? It is that the church is the bride of Christ. In other words, on earth, you may feel like you are always the bridesmaid and never the bride, but in heaven, everyone will get to be the bride. Praise be Jesus Christ.